Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 99 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast. We are nearly 100 people. Anyway, welcome to the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make that theater happen. You can find all our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other fine podcast streaming services. And if you have a spare 30 seconds, please rate and review the podcast on whichever platform you use to help us be more discoverable to listeners who haven't heard about us yet. And now for this week's podcast. And let me get this out of the way. I apologize for sounding like I have a cold because I do. And I never get colds, but now I guess that statement is a lie because I obviously have a cold. Anyway, I'm at the beginning of it, so I wanted to get this podcast recorded before it got full-on croak. Anyway, this week I'm taking you on a slightly different journey. I had the pleasure of meeting Karis Williams at the Professional Lighting and Sound Association show in London last month, and we got to talking. She told me about the theater where she worked in London, and as you can imagine, Matt and I have been to tons of theaters in the past 3 years, around London and beyond, and I had never heard the name the John Lyons Theater at all. So it was fascinating chat to Karis, and she told me all about it. And the John Lyons Theater is located in Covent Garden within the City-Lit building on Keeley Street. It's really conveniently located between Holborn and Covent Garden tube stations. I mean, this is the ideal venue to host plays, theater events, musical workshops, you name it. I was so surprised at not knowing anything about it, and also not knowing much about City-Lit's theater professional offering. So I wanted to sit down with Karis and let her speak about what's on offer there, both in continuing professional development opportunities for the theater professional, but also about the history of the theater, their recent productions, and just how you can use this facility for an upcoming project yourself. City-Lit are also celebrating their upcoming centenary and have loads of events planned around this special time. Stick around to the end of the podcast, and I will let you know exactly where to find all that information. So, without further ado, I bring you Karis Williams at City-Lit's John Lyons Theater. Have a listen. We're sitting in a theater that yeah. I've never... And okay, this is could be most likely my ignorance, but I haven't heard about it. I've heard of City-Lit. Of course I have. Because you see adverts on the tube sometimes and things like that, but I didn't know that this was a place. I didn't know that this was a venue. I didn't know... There's so much I didn't know. And then I met you at Plaza, the Plaza event last week, and you started telling me about it, and I thought, we have to chat. We have to chat because people should know about this space. This is a great black box.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that you say that you didn't know about this space because currently not a lot of people do. We found when I've been going out to people and saying, I've just started a new job, I'm technical manager of the John Lyons Theatre, City-Lit, people will either sort of go, where is that?
Yeah.
Or they'll go, interesting, never heard of it. So what I've been trying to do is just get the word out there that we are a great little space in the centre of London. We're between Holborn and Covent Garden tube stations, and that we are available for events.
Yeah.
Sort of any kind of event that you can think of,
yeah.
Really.
And is that kind of theatre runs, limited theatre runs, or events, or readings, or workshops, or what are you
all
open
to? All of the above.
Really?
Absolutely. We have had a number of events in here. Primarily, before the space was sort of available to the public, it was used internally for the City-Lit Drama Department's theatre productions.
Mm.
So they will spend a week or so as a production week in here. They'll spend a couple of days doing tech, a dress rehearsal, and then three or four evenings of shows. They still do that on a termly basis. The next production that the drama production have in here is in December. But outside of that, we have had contemporary dance. We've had award ceremonies, we've had auditions, we've had film screenings, we're getting stand-up comedy in the new year. And we are now starting to branch out. People are finally starting to get an idea of what we can do.
Yeah.
But it's been a bit of a slow crawl, as you'd expect with any new venue.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that it must have been here for a while. I mean, it looks... So let's take it back. So you are the new technical director here. So
I am, yes.
What happened before that? Because you've come on, and I know that we had a very brief chat. So let's take it back.
Sure.
And tell me how you came to be and what this place was and is. And
they needed someone who wanted to turn the space into a really functional space for any kind of event. I was job hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the advert. I applied. I interviewed. I got the job. I am absolutely thrilled to be here.
Yeah, it's great.
It's an excellent opportunity for me. This is my first major technical management role.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great position for me to be in because it is such a great little space. We've got 100 seats in theatre mode. We can fully retract the seating and have a black box studio space. That also means if you want to have a promenade production, you want to have an in-the-round production, that is an option.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing is available. We can also have a conference set up with, you know, cabaret-style tables. You know, those sorts of things are always really, really fun to try and do.
And you have, you know, as I'm looking around, you have a screen here. You said that before, but you have a grid. You've got the sound system. You've got your box up at the back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a fully
functional
fully
theatre.
Functional,
yes,
theatre.
Absolutely. And the drama productions that get done in house, there is a term long technical theatre course that gets taught by another tutor, and the technical students will then run the tech for the drama productions with us overseeing that. So that's a really cool opportunity for people who are sort of interested in technical theatre, but not sure on where to start, sure on how to start, not sure on what part of technical theatre they would want to do. You know, we had a production in the summer just gone of Her Naked Skin by Rebecca Lenkiewicz, which was put on by the internal drama department. And the drama students did the sound design, the lighting design. They sourced props, they sourced costumes, they helped with the set design, they helped with the AV projection that was involved. The director gave everyone input. She said, I would like this and I would like this. And then the tech students went, right, let's do it. Let's go. If we can find this from here, and then maybe we can use this. And we can't find this, but what about this instead?
Yeah.
So they were really instrumental in helping to put everything together. And with the technical tutors and with myself helping as sort of semi-production manager overseeing, it means that they can be proud that they have put on their own production with us just sort of in the background going, that light's not quite in the right position. Do you want me to give it a quick tweak for you? Oh, yes, please. Or have you tried this sound effect instead of this sound effect?
Mm.
We help, but we don't tell them what to do within the show.
Yeah.
We give them advice.
Yeah.
We sort of say to them, you can do it this way or you can do it this way. And then they go, okay, thanks for the input.
That's so cool, because that is a, well, it's a great amount of support and backup and a safety net, as it were, when somebody's kind of trying something, which is great. Now, if I could just quickly ask as well that, you know, you talked about the courses, if somebody's interested in theater, I mean, these courses, are they full-time student courses? Do they do the night courses? What is it? Because if, like, say if somebody is... Say someone's an actor, but they want to kind of work out sound, and they have a free, I don't know, free days or free whatever. You know, is it something they can come and do? Are there limited courses? Are they full-time student courses?
The courses at the moment, the technical courses, are a term long.
Right.
And they are evening classes.
Okay.
So they are, I believe it's Monday and Friday evenings. And that also, that amount of time will also include the full production week.
Gotcha.
So that's a sort of, you know, a Sunday to Saturday type thing. It runs from 6:30 in the evening to 9:30 in the evening on Mondays and Fridays. We don't currently have any day courses for the technical theatre course. It's not something that's currently offered.
Yeah.
But if there is anyone out there who is interested in just coming and getting an idea of what it is that they would want to do, my inbox is open. I am happy to chat to people.
Nice.
Well,
we'll get you your contact details in the show notes, definitely. I mean, I just think that's a great opportunity for people, and also to do if people are able to commit a couple nights a week to just to do continued career professional development.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just gives them an opportunity to look at, you know, different aspects of their technical toolbox, as it were. So then now you came into the job. And was it, did you come into, because I think we talked about it at Plaza, that you had to, did you bring anything new to the theater? Because it was there, you said there have been some updates and some refurbishment, and you've come in to kind of go, right, I think this is what the space needs to make it a place for.
Sure. I mean, the theatre itself, as it in its current iteration, was refurbed about 18 months, 2 years or so ago.
Yeah.
So the refurb was done before I got here. So I, when I arrived, it was already in, you know, it's in great nick. It's got great stock. It's in good condition, and everything, you know, is well put together. I know what I would like to bring to the role, but having only been here not even 6 months, it's whether or not that is being achieved. What I would hope is that I'm able to reach out to people, and that I'm able to say to people, we've got this great new space. I'm helping my colleagues go, are we using this website? Have we contacted these people? Have we thought about opening the space up for filming opportunities? And some of the things that I've suggested, they've said, yep, we've tried that, we're going through this route. And some of the options I've suggested, they've gone, oh no, we hadn't thought about that. So it's really just, I think, a fresh pair of eyes. I'm the newest member of the external engagements team that sort of runs the theatre for outside use. I'm not technically part of the drama department, but I work very closely with them, especially when they put their productions in. So I've got good working relationships with sort of everyone in those departments. And I think what has helped is that I have come in as a completely new person. And I've come in and gone, I understand that this was how this was done on the same event last year, but I don't understand why. I want to do it like this because I think it will look better, it will sound better. And everyone's gone, sure, if that's what you want to do, go for it. And then the events have happened, and after the people have come back and said, that was really good, thank you very much for doing it like that. Because sometimes it just needs a new way of looking at things.
Of course. I love coming into a space that I haven't discovered before. And as you said, I mean, I've walked here from Leicester Square, 10 minutes.
Yep.
And just down Long Acre, you know, right down Wild Street, there you are. It's fantastic. I mean, this, I honestly think that this place is so versatile looking at it. You know, going forward, can you see this as a place that had a regular, like, theater companies coming in and knowing, right, we're going to put two shows on here a year for a couple weeks for each time or whatever?
Absolutely. I mean, that would be the dream. You know, it would be a great opportunity for us to be able to expand on what we've already got in. I mean, it's going to be an exciting time for City Lit as a college in the next year or so, because it's actually the centenary of City Lit.
Oh, wow.
City Lit has been going for 100 years next year.
Oh,
and
wow.
So what would be great is if, as part of the many centenary celebrations that are going on, people become more aware, not just of City Lit as an adult education college, but also of this theatre space as a space that can be used for a number of events. I mean, we'll be having quite a few of the centenary events in the theatre, including a Centenary Deaf Day. The college has a very big and very good reputation within BSL communities.
Wow, okay.
So deaf communities tend to have a very good relationship with City Lit. We run BSL classes, we have deaf teachers, we have courses that are specifically run for deaf people. So we have yoga for deaf people, we have maths for deaf people, all these sorts of things. So they're taught in BSL for deaf people.
Amazing.
And every year City Lit runs a Deaf Day where people from all over the deaf community can come and experience things here at City Lit. And so the Centenary Deaf Day is going to be really fun because it's going to be a really nice big event. One of the first courses that City Lit started to put on when we started in 1919 was lip reading classes for soldiers who'd lost their hearing in World War One. So that connection, keeping that going, and the fact that we're still offering these sorts of classes, I think is great. We have in February a deaf theatre company putting on a show, Definitely Theatre. They will be here in February putting on a production. They've been before, they're a great company. We've had the Festival of Spanish Theatre as well in quite a few times. They run for 2 weeks and they show classical Spanish theatre in Spanish with Spanish theatre companies with surtitles. That's the sort of thing that we would love to get more of, you know, these sort of long runs of events that are really, really interesting and challenging, and just get in a really wide variety of people. People who wouldn't necessarily think to go to a theatre, let alone English theatre.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah, absolutely. I suppose your challenge is going to be, and you know, hopefully, people that listen to this can kind of go, "Oh, did you know about this?" Is that there's a theatre in City Lit, you know, or you kind of go, you expect E15 or Guildford School of Drama or such, you know, all these drama schools to have a theatre associated with them, but City Lit you wouldn't expect to. But this is kind of like that, but it's just in the heart of London.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the challenge of going, no, okay, it's not a college theatre. This is a theatre that is, it's a London theatre. I mean, it's like a fringe theatre that is just this hidden, I'm telling you, this is incredible. It's a little hidden gem, and I can see the possibilities of it. That's the challenge, to get it out, and what a great opportunity with your centenary. So beyond the events you just talked about, is there some kind of outreach that you're doing with, to kind of celebrate the 100 years, to kind of get it out, to kind of engage the, I suppose, when we say a local community, your local community is the West End.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, we are trying to do as many sort of outreach things as we can with the centenary. We'll be doing a street celebration at some point next year with the official year of the centenary. Mm-hmm. And we know we're going to have some photographic events, portraits, that sort of thing. Just really trying to get London as a community involved in City Lit, because we're here for London.
Yeah,
you know, we want Londoners to come and learn something new.
Yeah,
and we would love for Londoners as well to come and discover something new in the theatre. And I think the more people that are aware of our existence, not just as a theatre, also as an adult education
centre, of course,
would be absolutely fantastic.
I mean, how can people find you and get in touch if they have something they want to approach you? How approachable and open are you? I know you've said, you know, that's kind of the dream, is that kind of thing happened, events and productions came. But how open are you? How does someone get in touch with you? How does the whole process start, Karis?
We have a website which is part of the City Lit website. So citylit.ac.uk is the main website, and through that you can then click through onto the John Lyons Theatre link, where there is a form that you can fill in to inquire about bookings. You can also email us directly, johnlyonstheatre@citylit.ac.uk. If you have any inquiries about the space, you can email us at that address. Alternatively, you can just come in to City Lit. And if we're around, we'll happily show you around. We'll show you the space. You know, it's more or less open. I mean, the whole building is open to the public.
Yeah.
So if it is something that you would be interested to come and see, then send us an email. Let us know you would like to come in, and we will come and meet you and show you the space.
I reckon anyone who is looking for a space should come and have a look.
Yes, definitely. Please do.
Definitely. Karis, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
And I look forward to the next production here.
So do I.
Now, before we wrap up, if you are a theater professional, head on over to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free profile page. All you have to do is create an account with an email address, make up a cool password, and away you go. You can follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, @curtaincall. We'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast. Get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me at john@curtaincallonline.com. It just leaves me to say a huge thank you to Karis Williams and everyone over at City Lit. If anything you heard today has piqued your interest and perhaps you would like to take a look at their course book and offerings, head on over to citylit.ac.uk/courses. They have loads of possibilities for theater professionals to brush up on their skills, like stage management and technical theater production, or prop making for TV, film, and theater. And there are plenty of acting, voice, and directing courses too. And if you're thinking of using the John Lyons Theater, go to citylit.ac.uk/venue-hire-john-lyons-theater. That's easy to say. Or get in touch with Karis at johnlyonstheatre@citylit.ac.uk or call 0207-492-2615. As I mentioned before, lots of centenary events happening over there at City Lit, so go to their website and check it out for all the information. And all of this will be in the show notes with all those links that I just spent ages speaking. And lastly, next week is our 100th episode. Please join Matt Humphrey and I as we recount our last 3 years going to see the best theater in London and beyond, as well as meeting the greatest theater professionals on the planet. It promises to be a good one. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.